720 WGN. A happy Sunday morning, everyone, on this Memorial Day weekend. 236 just about. And obviously, road trips a big part of our summer travels around. And one man who's done a lot of traveling, especially on Route 66, is a guy named Justin Scard. He used to be in a garage punk band. He grew up next to Disneyland, and now he travels all across the United States, and he vlogs about it on YouTube. He's amassed, I think I looked, Justin, what, 167,000 followers and subscribers to your YouTube channel? Must be fun to interact with all those people commenting on your YouTube page.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is. It's like having a bunch of passengers on every road trip.
Yeah, I was watching your videos. Our producer, Curtis, has been a big fan of yours, and I've been catching up watching some of the videos. You got a great personality. They're positive. They're fun. And, man, it's just fun to watch you explore this Route 66 and elsewhere around the country. How'd you get into this?
It was a total weird accident. I was in a band, and when the band broke up, I decided I was going to go crazy if I didn't do something, and I just started messing around at Disneyland, showing some history and stuff, and then I figured out, why don't I just travel doing this? That way I don't have to share a van with a whole bunch of sweaty guys.
Right, exactly. How did you get fascinated with Route 66?
Well, partially because I grew up near it in the California side, mm-hmm. So the opposite end from you guys, and also as I got older, I realized that my grandpa had come to California on Route 66, driving trucks back and forth and stuff like that. And just being on tour as a band, going up and down and just getting fascinated with all the little semi-abandoned towns and stuff. So I always wanted to do the whole thing and finally did it 2 years ago.
That's awesome. Before we advance any further, I've got to clarify. I always want to say route, but I know that Route 66, the song, says route. I mean, you say route, right? Am I saying it wrong?
Yeah. No, I usually say, you know what? It's funny. It's route all the way up till about St. Louis, and then people start saying route.
Really?
Yeah, so you're kind of on target there.
Yeah, I'm right on brand. Okay, that's awesome. I saw the video of you, exploring this round barn, other things. What are, some of the highlights of the trips that you've made that, if people are out there and they're looking to maybe plan something this summer that they need to make sure that they hit up?
I would say in Illinois, definitely going through Springfield, all the Abe Lincoln stuff.
Yeah, it's
obviously
awesome.
And then down in Staunton, I think you say Staunton, it's Henry's Rabbit Ranch. So Cadillac Ranch is in Texas on Route 66. It's like the famous Cadillac sticking up out of the ground. Well, there's this guy, Henry, in Illinois, who took some Volkswagen rabbits and did the same thing and has a yard full of pet rabbits, which you can stop by and pet for free just because he likes rabbits.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then every time I get to Chicago, obviously, I have to see the Savo Man-Eaters in the museum and do the whole thing. But
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff out west is really great. It's really worth the whole trip driving, especially if you have kids. It's like the perfect way to see America.
See, I was going to say, especially if you have kids. What about especially if you don't have kids?
Oh, well, then it's even better. You can take as long as you want.
Yes, exactly.
Less bathroom breaks.
I like some of the adventures that you kind of taken when you go off the beaten path a little bit, and a lot of them through Missouri. You found some interesting things in Branson, Missouri. In one little city, you've got some world's biggest and smallest and everything in between.
That place blew my mind. I'd never been there till just this last week. The world's largest yo-yo, the world's largest ball of string, the world's largest roll of toilet paper, and the world's largest chicken, just to name a few,
right.
All in one day. That was a pretty mind-blowing day.
Exactly. Also, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Marceline, Missouri,
yeah.
You say, which it depends on who you're talking to. But so in
exactly.
Chicago, on the north side here, we have the home in which Walt Disney was born in. It's actually been renovated and changed into, they've tried to make it, they're still in progress and trying to make it a museum where people can walk inside. So I've actually been in the room where Walt Disney was born in, but you actually got to visit the boyhood home where he kind of grew up in his more formative years.
Yeah, I just talked to Marceline, and when they reconstructed his dad's barn on the property, and it's funny, when I was in there, I actually found a mouse, so I'm running around with the camera, like, the original Mickey Mouse, and then some other visitors walk in and just sort of slowly back out.
Right.
But I actually did make it to the birthplace house 2 years ago when I ended my Route 66 trip. That was sort of my symbolic end to go from Disneyland to Walt Disney's first place, but it wasn't open yet, so I still haven't seen the inside, so I'm very jealous.
Oh, I got a connection. I can get you in, man. Next time you come on up, give me a call. I know the guy.
And I would have been there this time, but all this weather turned me south. So instead of making it to Chicago, I just turned southward and ended up in Kentucky at this place called the Apple Valley Hillbilly Gardens, which is exactly what it sounds like.
So do you have any other plan? I mean, like Route 66, obviously something you love traveling. I saw on your Facebook page that you said if you could just go up and down it and that was your life, you would love to do that. Why? What is so wonderful about it that makes you just want to kind of go keep on going back and forth? Is it just because no matter which way you turn, you're going to find something new?
That, it's definitely that. And it's also the stories and the people. Like everywhere you stop, every place you go, there's a new crazy character, a new story, a new building you didn't see before. And then there's just something intangible about it. So I keep going back and forth down that road thinking, like, what is it that makes this so? It's just a piece of America, like a perfect slice of America, nice and marked out for you. Some big towns, some little towns, some middle of nowhere. It's just like the perfect mix for a road trip.
Where are you now?
So right now I'm actually down in the Mississippi Delta.
Okay.
Because after the Hillbilly Gardens and looking at some very interesting yard art, like Thronehenge, which is all made of toilets, I decided, since I was down here for the bad weather and had no other plans, I was going to go down. And not 2 hours ago, I was down at the crossroads, you know, like the famous Robert Johnson blues song, Selling mm-hmm. His Soul at the Crossroads, mm-hmm. waiting to see if anyone showed up, but I guess the devil wasn't interested. So
do you just, like, travel? I mean, you mentioned weather, you know, diverting you a bit. Are you just a free spirit? Are you traveling by yourself? Are you just going where the wind takes you and just vlogging the whole way?
A little bit, because what I'll do is I'll sort of mark out weeks. Like, okay, I can go these 3 weeks like this. And then I make very minimal plans because, you know, rain isn't the camera's best friend. So
right.
When something like this happens, you just go, oh, well, I'll head for the sunny south, you know.
Right.
Change of plans. And next time, I think my next trip will be all Pacific Northwest and Bigfoot and all kinds of stuff like that. So it just depends.
Yeah, the Northwest is one area of this country I have not really gotten a chance to see, and I really need to make it up there. I got to ask, you know, obviously you're on YouTube and it's big on that, and that leads one to think, oh, you know, you have a young audience. But, you know, as our middle-aged folks and older folks, you know, continue to become more technically savvy, and, you know, my parents, they're approaching 70. They use YouTube all the time. They're looking at it. I imagine you have a lot of followers that interact with you who are of that older generation who got to experience or part of Route 66, and it's fun seeing it through your eyes.
Oh, yeah, I got a ton of just messages and emails and all kinds of stuff from people who are like, my dad took us down the road in 1955. Here's a whole bunch of pictures for you. People send me their, like, family films from Disneyland from the 50s. And there's a surprisingly a lot of older people who are watching YouTube now and just replacing their TV with it.
Right. That's what they do. They just stream YouTube videos, and it brings you to the next one. You can go down a quick rabbit hole if you're not too careful.
Yeah, we have some meetups sometimes where we, like, do events in person and stuff, and it's really weird because we'll get the grandmas and the moms and dads, and then little kids come, too, so it's like a whole weird mix,
yeah.
You know?
Route 66 obviously transverses a lot of the plains and the parts of the Midwest where you'd find a lot of, I think, wholesome people. It must be fascinating meeting the people. You mentioned the guy who just lets you pet his rabbits because he likes rabbits. I mean, the tchotchke sort of things that are all over the routes are cool, but, man, it must just be the people you talk to just must give you this energy every day.
The people are great. And then also, like, some of the silly roadside attractions, just whimsy, just fun for the sake of fun. No sarcasm, no snark attached, just pure. It's fun because it's a giant rabbit in the middle of nowhere or a giant muffler man or whatever, or Thronehenge or whatever it is. I feed off of stuff like that.
Is there anywhere along the route yet that you know you need to go to that you haven't had a chance to yet?
There's one spot in Arizona in the middle of the desert. It's called the Painted Desert Trading Post. It's on an abandoned stretch of road that's fenced off because a private group actually bought it to preserve it, and I just haven't managed to get in the gate when it's unlocked ever.
Oh, really?
It's just a bucket list spot. That and Walt Disney's house now.
Yeah, right, exactly. What do you mean, so the gate's only open at certain times and just hasn't worked out with the timing of when you're going there?
Yeah, like whenever they go out there to, like, paint it or do any work on it, I mean, it's really remote, way down this four-wheel drive type dirt road. the whole thing. So unless you're there at the perfect moment, it just doesn't happen, you know.
All right, so you're a positive guy. You're talking here. We're at 2:45 in the morning. You seem energetic and fun. Obviously, you probably only film the times when you're in good moods, because traveling around, I mean, there's going to be bummers along the way. I imagine there's a side to you that we don't see in the videos.
I decided, after being in a punk band for 15 years, I was like, you know what? I just want to put some positive energy in the world. And just, I'm really like a kind of a psycho about keeping it sincere.
Yes.
So if I'm having a bad day, I just turn the camera off. I'm like, I'm not going to fake it.
Yeah, right. You know? I agree. You know? But also, you don't want people to see you just grumpy around, oh, this isn't working out. Hey, do you mind? We got a caller with a question. Do you mind if we take one call for you?
Oh, sure. No problem.
All right. We're going to Galena. Tyrone, you're on WGN. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. You know, it's very rare that I call your show on a Saturday night, but
right.
I couldn't resist.
All right, what's your question for Justin?
Okay, Justin, we used to stay at this legendary hotel. It was right off I-44, just west of St. Louis. And the reason this hotel was built was because of US 66, when they were building US 66.
Wow.
And I want to know if you're familiar with it. It was called the Coral Court.
I was just going to say, the No-Tell Motel.
The No-Tell Motel, huh?
Is that what it's called now, or is the Coral Court what it used to be called?
The Coral Courts were nicknamed the No-Tell Motel because they had garages you could pull your car into and shut them behind you. So if you were up to any sort of hanky-panky, nobody could see your car parked at the hotel.
Tyrone's making clear that he didn't do that. Hey, Tyrone, thanks for the call. Did you used to travel, Tyrone, over Route 66, or was that just a place you stopped in near St. Louis?
Well, of course, we came upon the Coral Court by accident, and of course, US 66 is now I-44,
right,
you know?
Right.
And it was built because of US 66, and boy, I just thought they were the neatest hotels to stay at. We just happened to come upon them by accident, and they were so neat to stay at. You know, it was just like staying in a house. And the funny thing about it is they called them Coral Court because they looked like some sort of underwater igloos is the way they were designed.
That's funny. That's great stuff. Tyrone, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it, man. So I imagine you get, you know, questions like that. People are like, oh, I remember this one place. Do you ever get, people asking you a question and you're like, oh, man, I have no idea what you're talking about, but next time I go, I got to explore it. Right, I bet.
Oh, all the time. Or I'll know, film something, and then it goes totally out of my head. And so 2 years later, someone's like, yeah, there's this place, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've never heard of it. They're like, you went there. Oh, oops.
What about your future plans in terms of other videos you're going to do? You mentioned the Pacific Northwest. You're going to do like the Northeast? Are you fascinated with national parks, or is it just kind of wherever the road takes you?
All of the above. I've really been slacking on getting to Pacific Northwest. I was just in Florida and New York, and so now that's why I was here in the middle of the country. Now Star Wars Land is opening up at Disneyland, so I got to go back home for that, and then hopefully I'll be looking for Bigfoot, and then who knows. But I keep returning to the sort of the center of the country like this. And now that I had to turn south away from Route 66, now I'm really missing Chicago. So
yeah,
you gotta have to take you up on that hookup at the Disney.
Yeah,
place.
Anytime. You just reach out to Curtis and we'll get it all set up. All right, Justin. Okay. Justin Scard, you're vlogging, you're blogging, doing everything. Where can people find out more information about what you do?
It's either randomland.com, which is sort of the name of the show, or justinscard.com. It's two R's, not scared.
Right.
Not always scared, just when there's spiders.
Just scared, yes.
Yeah, or youtube.com/justinscard, or search randomland, and it'll pop right up.
Have fun in Mississippi. Thanks for joining us in the middle of the night. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up on 720 WGN.